12月10号是国际人权日，一部反映中国著名维权律师高志胜的纪录片在纽约曼哈顿放映。
这部名为《超越恐惧》的影片，反映了在中国大陆曾经发生与正在发生的不为人知的故事。来看记者的报道。
他出身贫寒，却凭着自己的努力跻身全中国十大律师。他关注民生，曾3次公开致信中共高层，要求停止对法轮功的迫害。他就是被称为中国的良心，著名维权律师高志胜。
就是出生在中国的人其实都很了解什么叫恐惧，因为经过那么多政治运动，他们心里都会有恐惧。但是高志胜呢，他在他的这个律师生涯、职业生涯中，他在和法轮功学员调查的这种交流的过程中，他一次一次超越他的恐惧。
高志胜为了给法轮功学员辩护，被中共当局多次绑架、戴黑头套、酷刑，并被失踪多年。目前他被监禁在新疆的沙田监狱。自去年初高志胜与哥哥短暂会面后，至今没有任何消息。
And I believe, you know, his being abducted and released and re-abducted is itself a form of mental and psychological torture, and it just it makes my blood get cold just to think about that.
实际上是他们的精神帮助我摆脱了这种精神羁绊。
Can't remember if it was the first, second, third, or fourth time, but how he was on hunger strike, and how, you know, when they brought in the threat of them not being able to feed his family or allow his family to drink kind of broke him down a little bit, and that it's sick how they can use that as leverage to get someone to do what they want.
父亲落难，生活被严格监控。高律师的大女儿曾几度想用自杀来解脱。
The pain that she went through, the daughter, was, I guess, the most touching piece for me.
而这部纪录片也为观众揭示了中国的另外一面。
There were these images of the Olympics, but there was that underbelly of what's really going on behind the scenes.
就是希望世界上更多的人了解他的故事，能够从他的故事里面学到，当你不管是面对压力或者威胁或者诱惑的时候，你应该选择什么。
想要了解更多资讯的观众可登录超越恐惧的官方网站，网站上还提供了如何帮助高律师的建议。新唐记者李淑燕纽约采访报道。
日前正当美国副总统拜登访华之际，美国的国会众议院外交事务委员会在华盛顿举办了听证会，题目为女儿们对北京的呼吁，让我们的爸爸回家。与会者强烈呼吁中共当局立即释放法轮功学员王志文、维权律师高志胜等18名良心犯。
周四，美国国会外交委员会举办听证会，5位中国良心犯的女儿以及陈光诚的哥哥陈光富和人权团体代表共同呼吁营救18名中国良心犯，包括法轮功学员王志文、李昌、维权律师高志胜以及多位民主人士、基督徒、西藏和新疆人士。出席听证的5个女孩，每个人的背后都有一段辛酸故事。
I was born to a happy family with mom and daddy's loving care and relatives and friends around. I've been happy and never feel lonely. But at the age of 13, my life has turned upside down.
There, he was lured by 8 Chinese secret police to the border of Thailand and Burma, where he was kidnapped at gunpoint and brought back to China.
While he languishes in prison,I've spent the past decade campaigning for his release. As a result, the Chinese government decided that I too needed to be punished. Since I began speaking in public, the Chinese government has refused to issue me a visa, and it's now been 5 years since I've been able to visit my father.
The tortures include his teeth was all pulling out. All his collarbones were smashed. They put bamboo sticks along and pierced all his fingers.He suffered numerous beatings, no sleeps for 7 days.
高志胜律师的女儿耿格说，自从逃离中国大陆后，她已有5年没有见过父亲，无时无刻不在思念他。
My younger brother had tearfully said to me once, I really couldn't remember daddy's face and figure.I am no longer familiar with his voice.
法轮功学员王志文的女儿王小丹在听证会上泣不成声。1999年7月，中共当局开始对法轮功打压时，王志文作为法轮大法研究会成员被非法拘捕关押至今。 王小丹说，自从和父亲分离后，15年来他没有一天真正快乐过。
And all the daughters here, they're so much younger than me. I just hope they don't go through what I go through for 15 years.
王秉章的女儿王天安为营救父亲日前刚刚出席在台湾举办的公听会，她也对奥巴马总统发出呼吁。
To President Obama, I'd like him to know that his personal intervention is our father's best chance for freedom, and that I'd like him to prioritize human rights in high level diplomacy.
出席听证会的美国国会议员被五位女孩的证词深深打动，他们不仅对这种父女之情感同身受，更赞赏他们不畏强权、追求正义的巨大勇气。
You're living for him, you're living for those like him in your country and throughout the world. So I really want to commend you for your life, that you're living a very profound, just life, and your father'sare very deeply proud of you.
But my commitment to each one of you is that as discussions go on with those in official positions in China, that not a single one of those conversations or negotiations will happen with my staff or me without the faces of each one of you.being at the forefront of our mind. And so I want to just say thank you.
国会外交委员会人权小组主席史密斯议员表示，这场听证会的全部证词将提交给联合国秘书长潘基文和人权理事会，以及美国总统奥巴马和副总统拜登，以引起国际社会的关注。
We have a situation now where five absolutely remarkable young Chinese daughters are speaking out for their dads and appealing to Beijing to let their dads go free.I hope that there will be in Beijing today and into the weekend a reappraisal of the huge damage, the hurt, the agony that they're imposing on the prisoners of conscience themselves and on their families and on these remarkable daughters.
下周12月10号是国际人权日，美国国会议员也表示，这场听证会的目的就是直指中共，敦促他们立即停止对人权的践踏。这是新唐人记者王凯迪，美国首都华盛顿报道。
五名遭受中共当局迫害的中国大陆良心犯的后代，他们多年来坚持营救自己的父亲脱离中共铁幕。中国大陆人权律师高志胜的女儿耿格日前在美国国会举行的特别听证会上披露，因为中共当局打压迫害他的父亲并牵连小孩，造成他至小心灵受到伤害，他承受的苦难令国会议员们动容。
在美国国会参议院外交事务委员会举办的听证会上，五位中国良心犯女儿代表在听证会上对北京呼吁，让我们的爸爸回家。与会者强烈呼吁中共当局立即释放法轮功学员王志文及维权律师高志胜等18名良心犯代表。中国人权律师高志胜因为为法轮功学员辩护被中共绑架、戴黑头套、酷刑并被失踪多年。虽然一至目前他被中共当局监禁在新疆的沙田监狱，但去年初高志胜与哥哥短暂会面后至今没有任何信息。高志胜的女儿耿格在听证会上表示，尽管他现在身处自由的美国，他还是觉得自由不属于他的家庭。他无时不刻在思念父亲，而年幼的弟弟已经记不起父亲的模样。对于耿格来说，在中国受到迫害的景象还不时地浮现在眼前。耿格说，自从他爸爸被秘密逮捕后，警察就开始驻扎在他们家，不准他和弟弟去上学，直到有一天他的妈妈割煤气管自杀，才换来他们兄妹上学的机会。
Every day, there were 6 or 7 policemen accompanying me to school. They always abusively insulted my father in the car. Policemen went in and sit behind me in the classroom in each and every classIncluding music course. The severe of silence applied to my toilet in two. They went to the restroom with me and did not let me close the door. My 3-year-old brother had also sat in the police car to classes.
去年6月，耿格接受新唐人专访，在访谈中他表示，当时他只有13岁。他说，老师在上课时警告全班同学，耿格家里有一个政治犯，和他说话会有进监狱的危险。耿格顿时觉得全世界都不要他了，从此变得不敢抬头。
这些警察呢，时不时的会在全校面前打我，他们不挑什么上课时间，他们一般挑有吃饭时间啊、 几千个人都在操场上面玩的时候啊，他们那种时候打我，然后我非常不自信，我就是去哪里啊也不敢说话呀，然后就是跟别人说话的时候也不是很敢抬头啊，因为我总有一个阴影挥不去，就是我感觉我抬头了警察会打我。
历史上中共发动的运动中，那些被划为帝富反坏右成分的后代都曾经被剥夺上学的权利。
这也是中共的历来呢做的这种斩草除根这样的一个方式，他们就是担心受害人的这个家属以及子女呢可能在今后呢有对他们用法律手段呢进行这种维权行为。
据耿哥描述，他父亲是个慈爱的父亲，上班一回家就陪他玩游戏。来美国后，耿哥因为思念父亲心切，一度住进医院。2010年10月，17岁的耿哥寄给美国总统奥巴马公开信，希望奥巴马在同中共领导人胡锦涛会面时探问他父亲的下落。
And just say as a father, speaking on behalf of your fathers, I'm proud of you. Very proud of you.I also want to let you know that there are many negotiations and many things we do here in Congress that have lasting impact. But my commitment to each one of you is that as discussions go on with those in official positions in China, that not a single one of those conversations or negotiations will happen.
2010年8月，美国律师协会把2010国际人权律师奖授予了高志胜，当年是由耿格代替父亲领奖。去年9月，耿格在纽约再次代替父亲领取视觉艺术家协会颁发给高志胜的捍卫言论自由奖。
在日前美国国会举行的《让我们的父亲自由》人权听证会上，法轮功学员王志文的女儿王小丹作证，在过去的近15年中，她的父亲在监狱里遭受各种酷刑，被剥夺最基本的做人的权利。作为女儿的她，心里也无时无刻不再受着煎熬。而所有这一切的发生，仅仅因为一个原因，她的父亲修炼法轮功。王小丹呼吁立即释放遭中共当局监禁迫害的父亲王志文，他希望他所遭受的这种痛苦不要再落在任何其他人的身上。
圣诞和新年又要到了，人们都在准备期待阖家团圆，但对于王小丹来说，每年的佳节喜庆更刺痛他对父亲思念的心酸。
The holiday season is coming up again. Here in the United States, many families are getting ready to gather for Christmas and New Year's. In China,We will be starting to look forward to Chinese New Year. But this time of year is always bittersweet for me.
今年33岁的王小丹18岁时离开自己相依为命的父亲，只身一人来到美国留学。父亲无端身陷囹圄，令19岁的他天天以泪洗面。在听证会上，王小丹回忆了自己在没有父亲陪伴下成长的艰难，痛苦的回忆令他数次哽咽。
Being away from my dad and growing up without his guidance was really hard. On my wedding day, we placed a single rose in his chair to symbolize his absence and celebrate that his place in my life. I still have that rose, but it's been dried and discolored.
王小丹呼吁美国政府帮助，让他的父亲重获自由，不要让他的悲剧在别人身上重演。
And all the daughters here, they're so much younger than me. I just hope they don't go through what I go through for 15 years.
王小丹的父亲王志文曾经在铁道部担任工程师，于1992年开始修炼法轮功，并成为一名义务联系人，帮助人们学练功法、打坐和实践真善忍的修炼原则。
In the early morning of July 20, 1999, according to eyewitness accounts from our neighbors, my father was seized from his bed by police and taken away in the waiting police vans.
王小丹表示，种种证据都表明他的父亲受到酷刑和其他虐待。
And then he suffered and being subject to physical abuse. The tortures include his teeth was all pulling out.All his collarbones were smashed. They put bamboo sticks along and pierced all his fingers. He suffered numerous beatings, no sleeps for 7 days.
在听证会上，王小丹难过地举起一小段父亲在狱中亲手打磨的小树杈，这是两个月前国内亲友在探访他父亲后辗转带给他的。
I have on my hand a wooden stick that I recently obtained from China. 15 years, that's the only thing I get from him. That was a polished wooden stick that he polished with his hand in jail. It's really smooth, but that's the only thing so far I ever got from him.
为了父亲，为了和他父亲一样遭受迫害的中国法轮功学员，为了其他的中国女儿们不再遭受父亲被冤枉的痛苦，王小丹选择了营救父亲。
I hope that the decision I've made in my life will make him feel really, really proud. Though I am the only one person with limited abilities.Time and resources. I have always felt obligated to dedicate 100% of my effort to raise awareness of my father's unlawful arrest and detention for no more than his spiritual beliefs.
当天参加听证会的美国议员都深受感动。克里斯·史密斯议员说，作为一位父亲，他为有王小丹这样的女儿感到骄傲。
And for your tenacious defense of them.For so many years, I mean, what love, what compassion, what empathy.
这位长期关注中国人权的美国众议员敦促北京倾听这些真诚的呼吁，将心比心，释放这些良心犯，让他们与亲人团聚。国会议员皮腾格也赞扬王小丹等五位女孩的勇气。
But it will not be in vain. You play a very important role, and as you continue to live and to speak.And to be a part of coming here to Congress and going into other places, you will have a major impact upon the whole world.
现场议员们纷纷表示愿意加入营救的行列，让这五位女孩和父亲很快相聚。
在国际的关注之下，中华民国总统马英九日前对中共南海防空区的议题表态反对。不过呢，还有一个议题也是亟待它发生。美台国会联手抢救中国大陆18名良心犯。12月6号呢，5名中国良心犯的女儿在美国国会举办人权听证会。更早之前，他们已经来到台湾的立法院，并且希望马英九在下周二世界人权日当天能够召开记者会，关切中国良心犯的问题。
5名中国良心犯女儿拿着多年没见的父亲相片，促请国际抢救18名中国良心犯。5日在美国国会举办听证会，2日来台湾立法院举办跨党派公听会，遇到中共海协会长陈德明来访，希望台湾政府能转交陈情信。台湾陆委会5日回应，已透过海基会转达中共海协，
不是交给他们就好，能够再继续的去交涉，希望是说他们对于中国良心犯这一块呢，能够予以释放。
台湾曾经走过的路，在大陆现在发生的情况，我们也应该投注以高度的关切。尤其其中像王炳章是因为被怀疑是台湾的间谍而入罪，像这种情况，台湾当局更应该要把它予以澄清。
立委不分党派都认为，两岸交流也应在具体事项上敦促中国人权，将对行政院长江宜桦联合书面质询良心犯议题，也希望总统能在下礼拜二12月10日的世界人权日对中国良心犯表态。
现在也是尊重就是相关公听会的举办，然后来对这个问题再有更多的认识，例行都会参加一些人权相关的活动，
希望两岸的交流能够跨越传统的经贸，能够达到包括人权、法治、自由、民主这些领域。我们的努力，我们的作为，我们对于民主的实践，可以让中国大陆的人民了解，这个制度不是不能够在中华文化的土壤中生根。
年初马总统在123世界自由日的谈话言犹在耳，提及两岸交流跨越经贸，扩及民主人权，而中国良心犯女儿大老远来台，就是盼望同文同种却自由民主的台湾能作为抢救18中国良心犯的起始点。
身为台湾是一个民主的一个国家，我们应该在人权日的时候要有一个公开的呼吁的动作或是谴责的动作，那么证明人权是可以努力可以达成的。
我希望说总统也要秉持着有质有量有多文的态度，
中国违反了普世价值，对中国自己的人民违反人权的事情，那在世界人权日，我觉得总统也应该要谈到，不要避讳。
期盼看到台湾政府挺直腰杆交朋友，世界人权日总统会不会提及中国良心犯的人权议题，国际关注。新唐亚太电视陈正祥、张志轩，台湾台北报道。